Lying in the heart of Southeast Portland, just off Cesar Chavez, is Holy Family Catholic Church and School. It's been the backbone of that changing community for more than 90 years. And the parishioners at the church and the community at the school are looking ahead to the next 90 years with their Honoring Our Past and Building Our Future capital campaign. Here to join us this morning to talk about that campaign and about this wonderful parish family and school is Gene Derringer and Father Rodel DeMesa. Gentlemen, great to have you here with us on The Morning Blend. Father, I'll start with you. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what defines the faith community at Holy Family?
As the name suggests, it's a holy family. It's a family, you know, that connection because we have God, you know, in our midst, and that our community are there for one another. So that's overall, Holy Family is a family, a welcoming one. Everyone who wants to be part of who goes to our church or goes to our door are always welcome. So.
Gene, I think you may know that better than anybody because you have been a lifelong member of the parish and a graduate of the school. How have you seen it evolve over the years?
How I see it evolve? Well, that's a good question. But born and raised in the parish and been there since over 60 years now, then a small break during college years and a short time in between there. But yeah, it's been great. I mean, I love the school. It's been around for a lot of years, and I'm really appreciative of the time and the education I received there. And it is, like Father said, it is a holy family. It's, you know, when you spend that time together in the parish as well as in the school together, you really develop a lot of fond memories and fond relationships.
What are some of the fond memories you have being there?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know, just the school with, I still know most of my schoolmates because I spent 8 years with them, right? So I know them by name, whereas I can't even do that with my high school years. So you know them and you stick together with families too. You know the families, you know the parents. And those are the memories that I can go up to anybody almost in the parish and say, hey, how are you doing? You get to know them and they know you who you are.
And I could add up to that one because I've been at Holy Family for 10 years. And one of the greatest blessings that I have as a priest there is just seeing the family grow. And then also, you know, kind of just see the kids grow. And, you know, from ever since they're young and now they're in high school. It's just like, it's a great blessing to be part of their lives. And again, a family. And it's, you know, that connections that we have, the relationship that we build there is just like a blessing for us.
Because of the school, we are a very young family. Mm-hmm. So they really bond together.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking this morning with Father Rodel DeMesa and Gene Derringer from Holy Family Catholic Church and School. Now, you're currently engaged in a capital campaign. What are the immediate needs that you're trying to address with that campaign?
There are three needs that we are trying to respond in our community. The first and foremost is we would like to build a new parish center, a welcome center, because our parish center right now is located like two blocks away from the parish church. And so if you try to search for Holy Family, you'll be wondering, where am I? So we would like to have that one. It's the parish center that we have used to be the convent of the nuns. So it's not made up to be an office. So we would like to have that first and foremost. The second one is for our school. We would like to have a new HVAC system for our school and the gym, and also for the mobility accessibility of the school, and having an elevator there and some ramps so that kids with mobility issues, our seniors, as well as the grandparents, we will involve in the life and education of their grandchildren. So that's kind of what we're hoping for, and I believe Gene can add up to that.
Gene, what about future needs?
Future needs. Well, we do have a master plan. So the master plan, this is the first phase of our master plan, is to build a new parish center. And then the second phase would be to tear down the gym and the existing parish offices. And we would then build a new gym that had extra room for St. Vincent de Paul and for a youth group. So that would be the second phase. That's down the road. And the last phase would allow us more room to build onto the school and add more classrooms and that kind of thing. So to speak of father's needs, I mean, there's four floors, the second, third need that you talked about. There's four floors in our school. Not one of them can you access. Well, there's one floor you can access with no stairs. All wow. the rest of them, you have to work the stairs. And then that floor that has no stairs, you still have to have access stairs to go to the restrooms. So it is a big need in our parish for the ADA issue. And our boiler in the school is 75 years old. It is past time to get a new HVAC system.
And actually, we, especially my principal, has to go there every day in the morning, early in the morning, to make sure that that boiler is running. Sometimes it takes like a few tries before it starts. So that's why, you know, there's a certain urgency and having a new HVAC system there at the school so that, you know, our kids are have this great learning environment, you know, warm and not too cold, most especially at this
school. So with a boiler like that, I assume a lot of prayer goes into it.
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot of Our Fathers and Hail Marys in
there. He's blessed with holy water many times.
We do the same around here, Father. I tell you. Well, the Lord always gives us opportunities to pray more, right? We're visiting with Father Rodel De Mesa and Gene Derringer of Holy Family Catholic Church and School in Southeast Portland about their exciting Honoring Our Past and Building Our Future campaign. We'll find out more about how you can get involved in that campaign after we take a break for news on The Morning Blend here at Mater Dei Radio. Back on The Morning Blend with Pastor Father Rodel De Mesa and Gene Derringer of Holy Family Catholic Church and School in Southeast Portland. They have got their Honoring Our Past and Building Our Future campaign going on right now. Gene, how can people get involved with the campaign? What are ways they can participate?
Well, definitely contact Father Rodel or the parish offices. They'll direct us in the right them in the right direction to get a hold of somebody, anybody who wants to financially give or has knowledge of someone who might be willing to give, especially when it comes to ADA issues and HVAC issues. Those are pretty urgent. And there might be grants available out there and people that would be willing to support those needs or people that have children with needs. We've had parents who wanted to send their kids, their special needs kids, to Holy Family, but were unable to do so. And so there might be people out there that are in that realm that say, hey, this is a worthwhile cause, and they would love to support it. We would love financial support.
And I'd like to add that, you know, add some specifics to that, as most especially numbers. As I've said, we have three things that we are looking at, the Parish Center, Welcome Center, for the parish, and then we have for the school, the HVAC system, and then the elevator and the ADA access. All these three cost $4 million, the estimate that we have. So we're planning to raise $4 million for these three wonderful projects for our school and parish. And Holy Family is not a big parish. We are 340 families, and the school is 215. So it's a big undertaking for us to be able to raise $4 million. And so far, you know, the parishioners has stepped up, as well as the this, you know, the school families are stepping up as already to be able for us to raise this project. Right now, we have 1.5 million plus already raised out of 83 families or individuals in our intensive phase. And we just had our commitment weekend last weekend, actually. And we'll see. Our desire is a lot of participation of the parishioners and families to this project, because if we all come together, that'll be great. But we're also looking for ways on how to get some funds outside of our community, of the people that we have, because again, as I said, it's only a small community. We are 340 families and 215 students at the school. So raising $4 million is an undertaking, as I said. So so we're looking for different ways to raise that money. So
one of the things that strikes me unique about Holy Family is the neighborhood feel to it, the location and everything being in Southeast Portland. Any
involvement from the area around and getting them involved with the capital campaign?
The first thing that I can say is that with regard to the neighborhood feel is that the design of our Paris Center, Welcome Center, is in accord with the design of the neighborhood.
Ah.
That's one thing that we're doing. With regard to kind of participation from our neighbors, oftentimes we have a lot of events that we try to build our greater community, not just Holy Family. We have Oktoberfest, and these are the opportunities wherein we present ourselves to them and what's happening in our community. For sure, they're going to hear about this project that we have, especially with the Paris Center being, or the Welcome Center being built there. And I hope that, you know, they will be excited about it. Because if they, you know, if something new is in the neighborhood, it's just like, oh, there's life, you know, there's that kind of community thing that is happening. And us as a parish community being at the forefront of that one, that'll be great. So I know that the neighbors, our neighborhood will be there, because most of our parishioners are from the neighborhood too.
That's what I'm thinking. It really builds momentum, mm-hmm. you know, in the neighborhood when they see that positive construction growth happening. Mm-hmm. It kind of spreads through the whole area. Mm-hmm. You guys have me excited. I'm visiting with Father Rodel De Mesa, pastor at Holy Family Catholic Church and School in Southeast Portland, and a lifelong member of the parish and a graduate of the school, Gene Derringer. Gene, project yourself out 10 years from now after a successful capital campaign. Where do you see the parish in the future?
Well, I think it'll be just exciting. What I would look forward to is that the school starts getting momentum. Because in 10 years is what I'd love to see happen would be that the gymnasiums, because right now that is probably in really bad shape. I mean, it's still good, but if in an earthquake, it would be at risk. So it's all concrete building. And so having that demolished and the existing current parish center demolished, it would be really bode well, because that means I would love to see that our church, but also our school community, is very healthy, and that they need the room, that they need the space, and that the motivation of the community, of our Catholic parishioners and non-Catholic parishioners as well, that they see positive and nothing but good coming out of Holy Family.
For me, 10 years from now, I don't know if I still be there, but I can foresee that Holy Family will have a central role in our vicariate as well as in our neighborhood with regard to being a place where people gather together for our faith, for our education, Catholic education. And I hope, you know, the facilities that we are building now would welcome people, bring people together. And that's our hope. And, 10 years, I'm always positive and optimistic, as my parishioners say. There'll be a lot of buzzing there with regard to people coming together, celebrating faith, celebrating each other, and, of course, learning more about Jesus and educating our children, forming them to become the best persons they can be in their life.
Gene, that's got to be exciting to you to be sowing those seeds into the future there like that.
Absolutely. And we've got a young he's turning 40, by the way.
Happy birthday, Father.
Thank you. So I was 30 there.
Having a young priest who's full of life and energy, nothing but positive coming out of this whole campaign has been nothing but positive.
You're pretty young yourself, Gene.
If you call 60 plus young.
You're holding up really well. I got it.
Father says he has some gray hairs and he named them after me.
Well, Father, in closing, could you give us your blessing?
Yes, I'll be honored and privileged to do so. And again, as we pray and ask for God's blessing, let us remember the things that we would like to offer to the Lord, the prayer intentions that we have in our hearts, for our families, for our community, and what is in the deepest recesses of our hearts as we offer them to the Lord, as we receive this blessing. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father Rodel De Mesa and Gene Derringer from Holy Family Catholic Church and School in Southeast Portland. You can find out all about the Capital Campaign, even see a video with Gene on it at holyfamilyportland.org.
Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.